7. Comedies and Tragedies in Lugdunum, the Theatre. Established against the northern side of the hill that dominates today the cathedral, the ancient theatre was facing the civic centre of the city. The steepness of the slope served as a support for the central part of the cauae and its tiers, while its extremities were supported by completely built arches. One of them, named in the local tradition the Big Arch, is preserved up to its highest point. As for the orchestra, the stage and the front of the stage, they are today under modern houses. Finally, the western part of the cauae was destroyed by the construction at the end of the 18th century of the road that has since led to the upper town. The theatre was dominated on the south by a powerful polygonal wall intended not only to protect the building of spectacles, but also to support a monument which dominated this last and perhaps a whole of terraces and ways or staircases which led without obstacle to the high city. At the highest point of the ladder stood a vast and powerful masonry massif that supported one or more of the monuments that were later replaced by the medieval cathedral and the bishop's house. Upstream from the theater, cutting across the steep slope, stands a medieval rampart that was built on the late antique rampart. Probably built at the turn of the 4th and 5th century, it strongly modified the topography of the hill, which until this late period remained, with the exception of the summit complex, probably little built. Test pits carried out at the foot of the eastern Great Arch have shown that the theater, whose first state dates from the very beginning of the 1st century, was very quickly, perhaps as early as the middle of that same century, the object of redevelopment work, reinforcement of the arches probably, and enlargement, construction of new terraces increasing the capacity of the monument. These alterations seem to have been contemporary with the construction of a very large portico courtyard adjacent to the stage wall, the porticus post senum, which extended northwards towards the temple and its perubolus, a construction that led to the destruction of a district of modest dwellings and workshops. Integrated into the city's development plan from the Augustan period, the theater, first alone, then with its porticoed courtyard, made the topographical link between the religious complex of the lower city and the monuments, for the moment unidentified, that topped the hill. But this link between these essential monuments of ancient Lugdunum was not only topographical, it was part of a symbolic urban scenography. Now, before changing world, take a look at the plain of the river Garonne, closed by the glacial moraine of La Brocaire. This 32 acres of the Roman city spread out at your feet.